Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. I've still got to share this on Facebook. I forgot.
Radio Soul, Ihr Lokalradio. Erfahren Sie mehr auf radiosoul.at.
Radio Soul, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.
Jawohl, es ist wieder soweit. Radio Soul präsentiert Ted Maas Out of This World Radio Show, die Radioshow der besonderen Art. Sowas gibt's sonst nirgends, nur bei Radio Soul. 14-tägig, heute die Zoom-Leitung nach Seattle, nach Amerika gelegt. So, Ted Maas, ich begrüße dich recht herzlich. Ted, hi.
Hello, okay, my friends. Thank you so much today.
Okay, ein Tippsel noch hinein. Wollen wir noch ein paar Sekunden unserer Signation hören, okay? And then it's your turn, Ted.
Okay.
Hikari no kawa o koete Milky Way.
Hito wa nase. Chikyu ni kita no doko kara kite doko e yuku no nan no tame ni ikite.
Immer wieder berührend, die Signation von Ted Maas. Out of This World Radio heißt es jetzt, also eine Radioshow, wo wir uns fragen, ist das real oder Fiktion, wer weiß. Es prallen auf jeden Fall unterschiedliche Weltbilder aufeinander. Das ist Ted Maas Out of This World Radio Show. Ja, Ted, jetzt ist es soweit. Willkommen hier aus Vienna. It's your Ready. Turn.
Thank you so much, Gerhard, for all your fantastic work. And Saskia, I always appreciate you so much for being here today. Thank you so much. We've got an exciting show ahead of us today.
Yeah. Hallo Ted, hallo Gerhard. Wir haben eine wunderbare Show für uns, ganz spannend. Ich bin selber sehr gespannt heute. Wir hören mal rein, was noch zu sagen hat.
Wow, what an amazing time it is to be alive, my friends. There's so much going on around the planet. We are ascending, but it's not without challenges. We have a lot of challenges right now. And I've got a lot of fascinating information to tell you about today.
Wir leben in sehr spannenden Zeiten. Wir sind im Aufstieg, aber wir haben noch viele Herausforderungen vor uns. Und eine spannende Sache wird uns heute Ted berichten.
First off, I want to tell you we're getting a lot of listeners right now on Facebook, and I want to welcome everyone to the show today. It's going to be an incredible show, my friends.
Wir haben heute wieder sehr viele Zuschauer, nicht nur über Radio Soul, sondern auch über Facebook schalten sich jetzt viele live dazu. Wir möchten alle ganz herzlich begrüßen und freuen uns, ja, dass wir zusammen diese Show machen können.
Wie ist die Facebook-Seite für die, die jetzt die Bilder sehen wollen?
Sag ich dir. Das ist Out of This World Radio.
Radio. Out of This World Radio is on Facebook. You can all listen now. We're getting a lot of people listening as I speak. Yeah. Before we start, I want to play this 528 Hertz tuning fork. It's the frequency of love. So when I hit this tuning fork with one of the Lemurian crystals from Shasta, you raise your vibration. So it's much better than a happy meal.
Okay, Ted, I have to instruct you.
Okay.
At first, you have to, wait a minute.
Okay.
Every time you count this fork, then the microphone closes, okay? That's why we cannot hear it.
So, okay.
That's why you have to count it far away from the microphone and come then closer.
Okay.
And you have to say a word or something like this so that the microphone makes like it this,
so that open. Picks it up. Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah. Well, this is.
Make the U. Make, Ted. Yeah. Make it. Make the cling.
Okay. This is. We're raising our frequency. This is the love vibration, and it's a wonderful vibration. It'll go like this. You.
Wonderful. Wow. Mhm. Okay, also wir haben jetzt hier eine Stimmgabel wieder, eine Stimmgabel 528 Hertz mit einem Kristall aus Telos angeschlagen und wir breiten damit die Liebesschwingung.
Yeah, so the second thing I wanted to tell everyone, I'm expanding and beginning a week from today, we're of course here on Vienna, I love Gerhard and Saskia have doing my show here. Our next show will be on December 13th. And then after that, on December 27th.
Okay. Ted möchte sagen, wird expandieren mit seiner Show. Wir bleiben natürlich hier in Wien. Die nächste Show hier in Wien wieder bei Gerhard ist am 13. Dezember und dann am 27. Dezember.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. And we're starting a secondary show. In German and English as well with Saskia, and that'll be starting on BBS Radio on every Monday that I'm not broadcasting on in Vienna.
Mm-hmm. Und ab nächster Woche, also zum Nikolaustag, starten wir eine weitere Deutsch-Englisch Out of This World Radio Sendung über BBS Radio. Alle Informationen dazu werden natürlich noch kommen. Also an jedem Montag, an dem wir nicht in Wien sind, sind wir dann auf BBS.
Also dann, so eine Woche von heute. The erste Show will be on December 6th, and then December 20th. Just every other Monday, same time, but it'll be on BBS. And every other Monday, then it'll be Vienna, and then BBS, and Vienna, BBS, at the same time, at 12 noon, 9 p.m. Central European Time.
Okay. Also die nächste Show dann über BBS. Die erste Show wäre dann am 6.12. dieselbe Zeit, Start 21 Uhr. Und dann immer im Wechsel mit Radio Sol in Wien.
And that website is...
Where is BBS located?
I'm sorry?
Where is it located? Where is it located, BBS? And what does it mean, BBS?
Texas. Texas. Okay. Near Houston. They actually were in San Francisco, but it got so expensive, they decided to move to Texas. So they're in Texas now, and they're just outside of Houston. That's where they're physically located. So, but they're nice people. And so we start, and that website is BBS Radio, boyboysamradio.com / Out of This World Radio. Just listen there. So.
Also BBS befindet sich die Station selber in Texas bei Houston und die Webseite ist bbsradio.com/out of this world.
Radio. And you can, anyway, radio. But my main station will be here in Vienna, of course. But we have a lot of really exciting things to go over today. First off, this ascension cycle happens once every 25,800 years. And
dieser Aufstiegszyklus passiert alle 25,800 Jahre.
Yeah. And so if you miss the ascension now, you'll have to wait quite a while for the next one.
Und wer jetzt sozusagen den Aufstieg verpasst, der muss dann ein bisschen wieder warten, bis dann die nächste Möglichkeit kommt.
That's the 25,800 year cycle is called a Mayan Katun cycle. That's what the Mayans called it.
Dieser 25,800 Jahre Zyklus wird der Maya Zyklus Mayan, genannt.
Yeah, the Mayans called it a Katun cycle. And within this larger cycle. Yeah, there's smaller cycles. There's another cycle of every 2,000 years. And that's why Jesus was here 2,000 years ago. He tried to help humanity ascend. It was a smaller cycle, but it did happen.
Mm-hmm. Innerhalb dieses Zyklus von 25,800 Jahren haben wir die kleinen Zyklen von jeweils 2000 Jahren. Und das heißt zum Beispiel, vor 2000 waren wir Jesus hier, der uns geholfen hat. Und jetzt sind wir wieder an der Zeit dran. Nach 2000 Jahren haben wir wieder die Möglichkeit aufzusteigen.
And then within that 2000-year cycle, there's a smaller cycle yet of 100, every 100 years of ascension as well. Smaller ascension cycle of every 100 years.
Und innerhalb dieses 2000 Jahre Aufstiegszyklus haben wir noch einen kleineren Aufstiegszyklus von jeweils 100 Jahren.
And this is a joke, but every 100 years, then the happy meals occur up here. Anyway.
okay.
So anyway, but we are right in the middle of the ascension cycle for 25,000 years, for 2,000 years, and for 100 years. So it's a very powerful time right now.
Wow. Und wir befinden uns momentan im Aufstiegszyklus von den 25,800 Jahren innerhalb der 2000 Jahre, innerhalb der 100 Jahre. Also es ist ein sehr mächtiger, großartiger Moment jetzt, um diesen Aufstieg zu vollziehen.
Now, this is something, I'm not going to say this in a negative way, but people should be aware of it, because there's things we can do to correct it. But there has been a release of radiation in southern British Columbia in Canada. Serious amount of radiation.
Mm-hmm. In Canada, in British Columbia, right? Im Süden? Mm-hmm. Gab es eine Radioaktivität, einen Vorfall, der dazu führt, dass dort momentan schon oder seit einem Monat ungefähr Radioaktivität strahlt.
Right. And you know, you may ask, well, how is that going to affect us in Vienna or Central Europe? But we all live in like a fishbowl. And something happens in one part of the world, it'll affect the rest of the world, I think.
Und man kann sich jetzt fragen, ja, was hat das jetzt mit uns zu tun? Wie kann es uns jetzt, wie betrifft es uns hier in Europa? Ja, wir alle leben auf einem Planeten und was auf der einen Seite passiert, hat natürlich auch auf uns der anderen Seite eine Auswirkung.
Right. So there's when Chernobyl happened and Fukushima happened and Three Mile Island happened in the United States in 1980, all the governments didn't want to talk about it. They tried to hide it. Each time they tried to hide it.
Mm-hmm. Chernobyl, Fukushima,
Three Mile Island.
How you said?
Three Mile Island.
It was a
nuclear accident. They tried to hide it. They didn't talk about it at all. Okay. And unfortunately...
Also in all diesen Orten gab es...
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Saskia.
Dort gab es, wir kennen ja diese Vorfälle auch dort und dort haben die Medien... dasselbe getan wie jetzt, dass all diese Vorfälle darüber nicht berichtet wurde.
Right. And now is no history is repeating itself. And Canada, for example, and the United States is not talking about it. Mm-hmm. Just like another nuclear accident.
Es wiederholt sich eben jetzt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Es wiederholt sich jetzt wieder mit diesem nuklearen Unfall, der stattgefunden hat, dass nirgendwo berichtet wird. Weder Kanada noch USA noch sonst irgendwo wird darüber berichtet.
Right. And so I'll send, Gerhard, I'll send you a map, a radiation map of Canada and the U.S. You'll be able to see where it is. And for people in these areas where there's radiation, it's in yellow. We'll show that in maybe in about a half hour. For the areas that have the radiation, it's very important for people to take potassium iodide, which blocks radiation from going into their body. It's not very expensive. It's good to get.
What's the name of it?
Potassium iodide. It's a mineral. A doctor's recommend it. If you've been exposed to radiation, it'll shut off the radiation from going into your body. It's cheap. It doesn't cost much. Take a couple of tablets a day and it'll help you. So.
Okay. Gerhard, kannst du das mal nachschauen, wie das exakt übersetzt wird?
I can write it down.
Damit ich das richtig durchgeben kann. Mhm. Also es gibt ein Mittel, was man dagegen nehmen kann, gegen die Radioaktivität. Wir werden darüber jetzt in der Sendung dann noch berichten, weil wir ein paar Zeugen Potassium Iodide. Kurz übersetzen.
Yeah, if you go to a pharmacy, you can always get it there. I mean, it's freely available.
Kalium.
Yeah, but it does help.
Kalium Iodid. Kalium
Iodid. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'll send you a map that I received of the radiation across the U.S. And it's the governments, the Canadian government and the U.S. government, both are very silent about it, but they should tell the people here what's going on so they can, you know, take precautions. I don't know all the circumstances regarding what happened, how this happened, but my guess in these segments I've sent Gerhard to play today, I think they know a lot about what's going on and they can explain.
Also wir werden dann hier über die Sendung noch eine Map, also so eine Karte von Kanada noch einspielen. Da sieht man die Radioaktivität. Wer da jetzt nur Zuhörer ist über Radio, der kann dies tun. Wenn er Telegram hat zum Beispiel über Neues Wissen, Galaktische Wahrheiten, diese Karte habe ich bei mir auf den Kanal gestellt, oder über Facebook. Auch Ted hat es bei sich schon mit reingestellt. Die näheren Umstände zu diesem Unfall werden wir dann später noch erläutern, beziehungsweise die Gäste, die heute da sind oder die dann darüber berichten werden.
So, watching this program today could help save your life if you're in one of these areas with a lot of radiation.
Mm-hmm. Die heute zuhören und aus diesem Gebiet vielleicht sind oder in der Nähe sind, denen könnte es das Leben retten, wenn sie jetzt bestimmte Vorkehrungen treffen und Wissen vor allen Dingen darüber haben, was gerade vor Ort los ist.
Right. The first segment, Gerhard, you have that first half hour segment, okay? Yeah, okay. Okay, don't play it yet. I just want to make sure you got it okay. Okay, great, my friend, great. This is an interview with the letter before R I did this morning. It's a short interview, about a half hour. And he couldn't be on live today, and neither could my other guest. So we just did a pre-record, and I'll summarize it for you so Saskia could translate.
Genau, also das Erste, was wir jetzt hören, ist ein Interview mit Q. Q kann heute leider nicht live dabei sein, so auch nicht der andere Gast. Deshalb hat Ted beide schon im Vornherein interviewt. Und als Erstes würden wir jetzt eine knappe halbe Stunde mal Q einspielen. Und Ted wird im Vornherein kurz zusammenfassen, was es gehen wird. Und wir versuchen zwischendrin immer mal Stopp zu machen, sodass ich kurz zusammenfassen kann, worüber Q berichtet.
There's a lot of what's been called deep underground bases around the world. Underneath the surface, a lot of deep underground bases. DUMB, D-U-M-B.
DUMBs. Ja, also wir haben viele Untergrundtunnel und Basen, sogenannte DUMBs, überall weltweit.
And these deep underground bases, many of them are powered by nuclear reactors.
Und viele dieser Basen, diese Untergrundbasen, werden mittels Nuklearreaktoren betrieben.
And they're run by the negative people, by the bad boys and girls, by the negative forces.
Und viele dieser Dumps werden von den Kabalen, von Dunkelmächten geführt, sozusagen. Die haben da unten die Kontrolle.
And many people in the good parts of the military around the world have been cleaning out these deep underground bases.
Und viele dieser Dumps wurden mittlerweile schon vom guten Militär weltweit bereinigt.
And when the good militaries tried to clean out the deep underground bases in Hope, BC, Hope, British Columbia in Canada, the negatives blew up the reactor, so it spread radiation everywhere. That's where it came from.
Und als das gute Militär die Untergrundtunnel in Kanada reinigen wollte, haben die Negativen die Nuklearreaktoren dort in die Luft gesprengt.
Okay. They also blew up nuclear reactors east of San Diego, California, number one.
Sie haben auch nur einen Nuklearreaktor in Kalifornien in die Luft gejagt.
East of San Diego, about 50 miles.
San Diego, okay.
San Diego. And then a second location near Yuma, Arizona, they blew up a second reactor there. And then
a zweiter Reaktor in Arizona.
Yuma, Arizona. And a third reactor
Yuma, Arizona.
North of Santa Barbara in the mountains around Santa Barbara.
Und einen dritten noch in Santa Barbara, in den Bergen von Santa Barbara.
These are considered hotspots. And the radiation is something like 2.0 millisieverts per second. It's very high radiation.
Sind diese Stellen, diese drei, sind sogenannte Hotspots und die Radioaktivität dort beträgt 2,0, wie auch immer die Maßeinheit ist, aber es ist eine sehr hohe Radioaktivität vorhanden.
I'm told this morning from my people I contacted that the amount of radiation in Hope, BC is now at the level that Chernobyl radiation level was at in 1986. Very high.
Und mit den Leuten, mit denen Ted heute früh gesprochen hat, die sagten, dass die Radioaktivität in Hope, BC mittlerweile so hoch ist wie damals in Chernobyl 1986.
Famous Chernobyl. And the other locations, north of Santa Barbara, the other three, north of Santa Barbara, east of San Diego and near Yuma all have the same high, 2.0 or higher radiation levels. Same as Chernobyl.
Und die anderen drei vorher benannten Orte, east of
Santa Barbara.
Say it again, please.
Santa Barbara. It's north of Los Angeles.
Santa Barbara?
Anybody in California will know what this is. Yeah.
Okay. Also, alle vorher genannten drei Orte, die haben dieselbe Höhe an Radioaktivität, also dieselbe Höhe gemessen dort an Radioaktivität.
Now, this information is from a government radiation map. That's all I know. I mean, that's what I'm getting my information from. And I will show that, I'll have Gerhard show the map here in about a half hour. From what Q told me, he said that the negatives are getting very desperate. And so they've committed suicide by blowing up these reactors because they killed themselves too in this.
Okay. Also die Negativen haben sich, die haben mittlerweile so wenig Ausweg jetzt nur noch, dass sie sich selber damit umgebracht haben.
But there is good news. I talked to the Galactic Alliance last night and my Pleiadian friends, and they are helping now to clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Es gibt aber gute Nachrichten. Ted hat mit der Galaktischen Allianz und seinen Pleiadischen Freunden letzte Nacht gesprochen und sie helfen beim Reinigen jetzt.
The second thing they said is that it's against cosmic law for the negatives to blow up these reactors to spread all this radiation along. It's not allowed. So the Galactics and the Pleiadians are going after these negatives who blew up these reactors, and they will be punished and eliminated. That's what they said last night.
Und was sie ebenfalls Ted mitteilten ist, sie haben gegen kosmisches Gesetz verstoßen, indem sie diese Nuklearreaktoren in die Luft gesprengt haben und die Negativen, die überlebt haben, beziehungsweise auch Menschen, die mit beteiligt waren, die werden verfolgt und entsprechend auch dann bestraft.
And Dr. Masuramoto discovered that prayers can help clean up radiation, actually.
Und Dr. Imoto, den wir ja schon öfters in der Show hatten und benannt haben, hier hinten steht ein Buch von ihm. Er hat gezeigt, dass wir mittels von Gebet Radioaktivität beseitigen können.
So there's a prayer. I didn't have time to get it on to show Gerhard, but we'll just say it now in English and in German. You say, you direct lots of love and light to all the United States, Northern Canada, or Southern Canada and Northern Mexico to clean up this radiation. You say, water, we're sorry.
Wir senden jetzt, also wir senden Licht und Liebe jetzt zusammen nach in diese Gebiete hin, wo diese Radioaktivität ist. Jeder, der das jetzt mitmachen möchte, kann das laut jetzt mitsprechen. Ich übersetze es in Deutsch. Wasser, es tut uns leid.
Water, please forgive us.
Wasser, bitte, bitte vergib uns.
Water, we thank you.
Wasser, wir danken dir.
And water, we love you.
Wasser, wir lieben dich.
Okay, twice more, bitte. Water, we're sorry.
Wasser, es tut uns leid.
Water, please forgive us.
Wasser, bitte vergib uns.
Water, we thank you.
Wasser, wir danken dir.
And water, we love you.
Wasser, wir lieben dich.
Okay, einmal bitte. Water, we're sorry.
Wasser, es tut uns leid.
Water, please forgive us.
Wasser, bitte vergib uns.
Water, we thank you.
Wasser, wir danken dir.
And water, we love you.
Wasser, wir lieben dich.
Great. Wonderful, my friends. So let's go ahead and we'll play the first segment. It's about 31 minutes long. And then we'll take a break after that. And I'll send Gerhard a copy of this map I received on the radiation levels throughout Canada, the United States, Northern Mexico. And we'll talk about the next segment after that. So, Gerhard, did you get my second segment, by the way, I sent?
Not yet.
Okay, it's probably there. I'll check.
Okay, I'll check. I will start the first recording and show me if you can understand it in a good quality.
Okay.
Okay, all right, good. I'll do it on the chat room. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, thank you, Gerhard, for all your help. Appreciate it. Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have a fantastic guest this morning, the letter before R. And how are you doing, my friend?
A beautiful day to you, Ted. Thanks for allowing me to do this again.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. My pleasure. Pleasure is all mine. You know, there's been reports of a nuclear release, a release of radiation around southern British Columbia. There's also areas east of Los Angeles, east of San Diego, Southern California, going into the Arizona, Southern Arizona area of Yuma, Arizona. There's also pockets of radiation, seems to be across the country. It's affecting mostly Southern U.S., all over the, actually all over the pockets, all over the United States, Southern Canada. It's not Mexico. It's not in the rest of Canada. Would love your opinion on what's going on, my friend.
Okay. That's great. God bless you, Ted, and God bless everyone listening. And I encourage everybody to feel the information that I give and discern it sure. comprehensively. So I just want to remind everyone that I just care about everybody unbelievably, and that's why I'm doing this work, and I thank you so much.
Okay,
so it's a tough subject for a lot of people, because what you're going to find is the way you can actually trace the fallout through the tunnel systems that go underneath America from Canada, all over the place. It's too vast to even explain. So, you know, if you're going to flood out a power plant that's underground, or nuclear storage, or plutonium and so forth, it's going to go all the way down the tunnel, just like a pipe. And so, unfortunately, you're seeing that fallout going through all the other vents. Now, the good news and the bad news is that helps get rid of the bad guys. Mm-hmm. When you flood the tunnels and or have the tracer fallout, if you will, it almost acts like when you go to the doctor and they want to take an X-ray view and you take that silly dye, it kind of works the same way. But guess what happens on the way down the pipe? Everything's going to get just nuked, literally.
Magst du hier kurz eine
Übersetzung
machen? Was ist
genau,
so?
Wir machen, ich fasse es kurz zusammen. Die Information, die Q jetzt durchgibt, wir sollen diese Information wirklich fühlen und mit dem, was wir empfinden, eben auch für uns dann aufnehmen. Er hat jetzt nochmal das Tunnelsystem erklärt, dieses unglaublich riesige Tunnelsystem, was wir weltweit haben. Wir können uns das gar nicht vorstellen. Es sprengt unsere Vorstellungskraft. Und die Tunnelsysteme werden nun schon seit einer Weile auch durch das Militär beräumt und oft geflutet. Und das Gute ist natürlich, dass durch diese Aktion die Kabale natürlich auch vernichtet werden. Ne? Und jetzt können wir weitermachen. Dort waren wir ungefähr stehen geblieben.
And so it is a loss-loss-win-win situation in a couple of respects, and that is You know, I'll be real careful what I say here, but basically, you know, when you got a kid with a hand grenade and he's about ready to pull the pin, is I think the analogy I gave you yesterday, sometimes you're not fast enough to get the pin.
I see.
So that's why I'll leave it at.
I see. So I could make the conclusion that the good guys are going after the bad guys, and the bad guys pulled the pin and blew it up before they could get caught. So they committed suicide, basically.
A lot more story to it, but let's.
Okay, pause it.
Mm-hmm, genau. Also was jetzt Q angesprochen hat, dass wir haben natürlich das gute Militär, was jetzt da in die Tunnel geht und natürlich viel vernichten kann dort an Bösen. Aber oftmals ist es so, dass natürlich auch viele Gute dabei ums Leben kommen, weil sie nicht schnell genug sein können oder weil eben die Bösen so sich in so einer aussichtsweglosen Situation sehen, dass sie sich eben selber töten. Und in dem Moment, wo sie sich hochschießen und so sprengen, töten sie natürlich auch die anderen.
Mhm. Okay, ich laufe, mach weiter.
Let's just call it the Cliff Notes version. There's so much story around. You're going to see this all over the planet now, unfortunately, because, you know, this isn't easy working underground. We've had callers call and say, how come they just don't tell everybody and the disclosure? And, you know, I want to remind people that, you know, these guys in one stroke of a mouse can open every check valve on every oil rig in the world.
Wow.
So when you look at the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, that was a bullet being thrown at Earth, basically, because some bad guys said, oh, yeah, you're going to do that. I'll just do this. And so, trust me, when you're in the industry and you understand the industry, the reason there's surge protection valves and flow protection valves, because they have so much redundancy and they do not break.
Mm-hmm. Also was Q jetzt hier sagt, es ist unglaublich schwer, diese Reinigung der Tunnel, und es ist unglaublich schwer, zeitnah auf irgendwas zu erreichen, weil die Bösen immer wieder auch Möglichkeiten haben, sich aus diesen Situationen rauszuwinden. Sie haben eine unglaubliche Macht immer noch. Bei denen reicht ein Klick, ein Mausklick zu, und sie könnten weltweit die Ölindustrie lahmlegen. Ja, also wenn auf der einen Seite kommt man und will die hochspannen, auf der anderen Seite sind sie sofort in der Lage, uns mit einem anderen Klick anderweitig zu schaden. Und das ist auch mehrfach schon passiert. Also es sind ja immer wieder auch Dinge dazwischen gekommen. Und genau, dort sind wir jetzt ungefähr stehen geblieben.
So that's your clue. They're almost impossible. Because they're scaled in size for the head pressure control from the well itself. They're actuated, and they're just so reliable, it's not even funny. So to see your media take pictures of oil spewing from this thing from the bottom of the ocean was your clue that it got so much hype. So anyway, that's what we're dealing with here is, okay, fine. I'll open, I'll just go ahead and open every oil well in the ocean all over the world right now, if you don't comply. Right. So.
Was hat er gesagt?
Das war das mit diesem Öl. Also wir hatten also diese Ölvorkommen, wo Öl gewonnen wird aus dem Meer zum Beispiel, wo wir diese Pipelines haben, das ist für die ein leichtes zu sagen, aber wir machen jetzt alle auf und dann fließt das ganze Zeug ins Meer. Ja, also es ist die sind so mächtig, die alles geht, würde mit einem Klick ganz einfach funktionieren. Das ist eben des Messers Schneider, auf der wir uns bewegen.
Mhm. So it's a tricky little game here, and then of course all the other stuff that's here and the pedophilia and so forth. And I think Robert David Steele has it right. For me, is those books probably tell you how vast the rig is, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, the other thing too, there's been interesting articles coming out on Brighton during the past week on the effects of radiation on the people who've taken the shot. Now, their immune system, according to English scientists, they discovered last month that the immune system, people who've taken the shot, decreases by 5% every couple of weeks. So at the end of 20 weeks, you don't have any immune system left. And you get AIDS, HIV AIDS, and then you.
So AIDS, of course, was a cover for your system not being able to recover, and then you just get so weak that you get sick from everything you're around. So, but you know, the fun thing here is why we're having so much attention on us is you're gonna see our ability, and this has a lot to do. You know, I don't like the term psychic, but your tools are coming back into you now, and so you can now, you know, use yourself. You know, Charlie Ward. You know, many of these people are now getting their tools, and they can literally watch information and validate whether it's true or not.
Sure.
And so it should be getting easier. And so now the bad guys, they know this because they're already there. Mm-hmm. They've been there for several generations. So you can actually now feel truth and say, mm-hmm. this is.
Okay. Ich muss kurz, sonst vergesse ich was. So, also was die Frage jetzt von Ted war, es muss ein Artikel geben von beiden, oder da ging es um die Effekte von Radioaktivität und auf die Geimpften, also was, was auch mit den Impfungen wieder zu tun hat. Die Impfung, das Immunsystem eines Geimpften sinkt ja laut das, was man mittlerweile wissenschaftlich belegen kann, immer mehr und mehr ab über die Zeit, und viele erkranken an AIDS. Q hat dazu noch gesagt, ja, AIDS ist eigentlich nur eine Sache, das zeigt, dir wurde erklärt, dass dein System sich nicht mehr selber regenerieren kann. Es war wie so ein Cover-up. Ne, also, warum ist so viel Aufmerksamkeit jetzt auf uns? Warum wird so viel um uns herum gemacht? Warum machen die das alles mit uns? Weil wir unsere Fähigkeiten wiederbekommen. Wir bekommen mehr und mehr unsere Fähigkeiten zurück. Und eine davon ist, wir erhalten Informationen und fühlen mittlerweile die Wahrheit dahinter. Ist das eine Information, die stimmt oder nicht stimmt? Und dort, wo wir jetzt gerade hinkommen, dort befinden sich die bösen Jungs. Er sagt immer Bad Guys, die bösen Jungs befinden sich dort schon sehr, sehr lange. Die wissen darum. Und jetzt ziehen wir nach. Und das wollen sie mit allen Mitteln verhindern. Okay?
This is real or this is not. So I'm encouraging everybody to keep looking at this information, because it's getting really exciting and they can embellish the information. So take great care with some of this information when you're watching on the internet and television and so forth. But it's really exciting for me, because I don't believe you can lie to people very easy anymore. I think it's all gone.
Right, right. If the policy of both the Trudeau government in Canada and the Biden government in the United States is to eliminate people, reduce population through the shot program, and since many people apparently have gotten the shot, with their weakened immune systems, what kind of effect would the radiation have on people?
Yeah, well, you know the answer to that. That is silly putty instantly. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a beautiful little trick. You spread it down the West Coast. Why don't we?
Yeah, right.
It's real subtle, but that's exactly. So it's another shot in right. it's another bullet out of the gun is what you're witnessing.
Oh, interesting.
Also was er hier sagt, wir haben ja nun das Programm laufen, Reduzierung der Bevölkerung zum einen durch die Impfung. Und was hat jetzt dieser nukleare Ausbruch zu tun mit dem Ganzen? Und Q sagt dazu eben, es ist einfach nur ein anderer Weg jetzt, um uns zu eliminieren. Er ist sehr leise, man merkt es nicht. Es wird ja auch zum einen, ne, man merkt es nicht, und zum anderen wird darüber nicht berichtet. Es ist ein schleichender Tod, der da kommt. Und es ist einfach nur ein anderer Weg, um uns hier wieder auf dieser Art und Weise zu schädigen. Okay.
I also got the message last night that the bad boys have crossed the line as far as the galactics are concerned, and they are intervening now, and they will clean it. They will help us clean it up, because we won't know how to do it ourselves. And the second thing happening is that they will go after the negatives who did this, because they've crossed the line and they've had enough.
Yeah, there is good news. There is technology to clean up all radiation, right, almost instantly. The Octurian technology, the black—it's a black box essentially that can harmonize the frequency in a space, and you can exasperate it. It's quite easy technology to install on a planet. So I just will remind everybody that. But obviously, some of that technology has been hidden from us. Mm-hmm. And the group you're talking about, yeah. And so the group that you're talking about is very careful. These are very intelligent, aware individuals. Mm-hmm. But this is a living library, and there's been millions of years invested in this planet. So I don't believe it's going to be possible to get too far out of hand. So I leave it all up to us, though. It's right. up to us.
Right.
Okay, was er sagt, Ted sagt, nochmal die Galaktiker, die ihm gesagt haben, dass wir helfen, dass sie helfen werden und auf der einen Seite das Ganze wieder aufzuräumen, auf der anderen Seite sich um die bösen Jungs zu kümmern, die dafür verantwortlich sind. Und Q sagt eben, es gibt eine Technologie, die das alles schnell reinigen kann. Es ist von den Aktuarianern kommt sie wohl. Sie ist für die Harmonisierung der Frequenzen eingesetzt im Universum, aber kann eben auch genutzt werden. Aber diese Technologie ist da, existiert, ist aber für uns noch versteckt. Und diese Gruppe, von der Ted spricht, die Galaktiker und die Plejade, sind sehr vorsichtig mit all dem noch, also mit dieser Technologie. Ja, da kann es weitergehen.
It's up to us.
Yeah, it is up to us, but there reaches a point where, like cleaning up the radiation is another matter. I know that Dr. Masaru Emoto, before he passed away, he did the Ho'oponopono to help clean up Fukushima. That was successful and is successful now.
So. Yeah, so I can show you how you can do it as an individual. So if you've got a group of people, of course, it's easier. And this is something we do occasionally on my side. So you can, if you look out across a geography, and you envision it and look at it at the same time, lifting up and cleansing itself. Don't put a lot of thought into it, but just the envisionment of taking a layer of the earth and cleaning it, and it will work. And so you can basically, and you can do that with enlightening groups of people too. You can lift them up into a higher frequency. And so the higher frequencies actually clean the atmosphere.
Also was er sagt, was können wir jetzt tun? Wir hatten jetzt schon das Gebet von Dr. Emoto. Was kann ich als Einzelner tun? In der Gruppe ist es einfacher, das zu bewirken, aber ich kann es also als Einzelner tun. Ich stelle mir die Geografie vor der Erde, wo an welchem Ort ich eben wirken möchte, stelle ich mir vor und stelle mir vor, wie wir dort reinigen. Und die Reinigung erfolgt dann sozusagen in höheren Frequenzen. Aber die einfache Vorstellung davon, welches Gebiet, zum Beispiel eben jetzt dort Kanada, reicht aus, um dort etwas zu bewirken.
And or change your frequency. And that's how these technologies work.
Interesting. Well, I plan to do that today. And what's happening now reminds me of what happened with the Biden fake inauguration in January of this year. Apparently, from what I've heard, and you probably might be able to help me with this, my friend, is that Biden was supposed to be arrested right after he had his fake inauguration in January, but the cabal threw a temper tantrum and they wanted him to be inaugurated. So, and they threatened if you didn't inaugurate our little boy here, they would blow up Washington, D.C. with the dirty radioactive nuclear.
Da ging es nochmal um die Januar. Was ja nicht mehr stattfinden sollte. Und da war ja die Information, dass die Negativen sozusagen damit gedroht haben, wenn Biden nicht eingeführt wird ins Amt, dann wird Washington D.C. durch, ich glaube, es waren auch drei nukleare Sprengköpfe, sollte zerstört werden.
Yeah, that's there's going to be better people to talk to than me, but I'll give you my version. Okay, so how many presidents and vice presidents were inaugurated through the service entrance of the White House? Please explain that to me.
I almost expected to see Biden crawling out of a toilet during the inauguration. You know, he's so well respected. And, you know, most people, again, you know, the elections weren't fake. You know, he's the one that got all the votes, 80% of the votes here in the United States. And most people want radiation. They want to drink radiation. They want to breathe radiation. And they want Biden to do nothing about it so people die. That's the kind of government we want. And also in Canada, they want Trudeau to do nothing about the radiation, to keep it quiet so people don't know about it, so they can die as well. That fits in with their public policy goals.
Well,
mach eine Pause.
Er hat, es war jetzt eher so eine, ja, es war etwas spaßig jetzt das Ganze, Präsident, Vizepräsidenten, wer ist denn hier wirklich im Weißen Haus gewählt worden? Das ist jetzt mal eine rhetorische Frage, ja. Die Wahl an sich war ja schon falsch. Und dass Sie jetzt nicht darüber berichten, was passiert mit der Radioaktivität, passt in Ihr Programm. Dass keiner wissen soll, was passiert, damit die Menschen eben nach und nach zugrunde gehen.
Again, I'll be careful, but, you know, the media is now a comedy for me now. It's like a sitcom for the news. It's like I'm watching Seinfeld or something. But okay, so I assure you, you cannot find Joe Biden. good luck finding him.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But essentially, what that day was interesting. It was like, okay, here's how we're going to do it.
Right.
So this is common news for the bad guys, so I don't mind talking about it. Here's how we're going to do it. You're going to fake being the president. We're going to let you do this for a while. And, you want to play hardball? We're ready to play hardball. How do you want to do this? And there just wasn't enough of anybody there anyway. So Kalama Harris, of course, is the connection there to the bad guys.
Right.
And that's probably common knowledge now. But there's a whole labyrinth behind both individuals that are the real targets, of course. And so I'll leave it at that. But it's getting interesting that everyone can now smell the stools now in the corner, and it's really fun to see everybody getting savvy. It's a mixed bag depending on where you live, of course, but I mean, come on, we're not going to stand for this. Come on, let's get it going.
Now, the location that I've heard of this nuclear release of radiation is Hope, BC, just over the border from Washington State, and the roads are all closed now because of this flooding. People can't drive into Vancouver anymore from the lower BC area around.
Right.
But one thing I just thought about this morning is that isn't there the Fraser River, which is a huge river? Doesn't that originate in the Rockies near where this nuclear release is? And is there radiation coming from this release down into Vancouver?
Yeah. So, by the way, you know, there's always with these events, they always go for two for one, if you will. So if you could contaminate all the salmon coming out of the largest salmon run in Canada, that might be another opportunity. You can hide a lot of things when you do that. So there's technology in a lot of these little pockets. And by the way, these tunnels go down as well. So you have to take great care. Now there's a hierarchical system underground too.
Right.
You know, there's people that have lived there for thousands and thousands and thousands of decades. And we have to recognize that the hierarchy that we see on the planet is also underground too. And so I'll give you one example. So the natural gas that flows from North Slope down the west coast of Canada and America, well, think of that pipeline, underground pipeline, as 20 more pipes. And so some folks will have their own, and no one else is allowed in that pipe, so to speak.
Right.
But it's a tunnel, of course. Right. And others, so as long as you stay over there, I stay over there. And so some of these are aliens, of course. Most of the aliens are very deep, though.
Also, nochmal, wir waren jetzt nochmal, schnell, bevor ich sie vergesse. wir waren nochmal kurz beim Fake-President Biden. Hat Q noch einmal kurz gesagt, also die Medien für ihn sind, ist alles Comedy mittlerweile. Es ist nicht möglich mehr, Biden zu finden, also viel Glück damit, aber Biden wird man nicht mehr finden. Damals war die Absprache mit Joe Biden, dass er von den bösen Jungs sozusagen gesagt bekommen hat, du bist jetzt mal der böse Präsident für eine Weile. Die Kamala Harris ist die Verbindung zwischen Biden und den Bad Guys. Das war jetzt nochmal zu dem Ganzen. Und dann sind wir jetzt mal zurück zu Hope, BC, wo dieser Reaktor wohl einer mit explodiert oder wo ein großer Austritt an Radioaktivität ist. Dort in der Nähe befindet sich ein Fluss, der wiederum diese Radioaktivität auch mitnimmt. Und man kann, und Qs Antwort, also was er darauf gesagt ist, man kann über das Ganze, was dort passiert ist, natürlich viel verstecken wiederum, viel andere Dinge tun. Und man hat natürlich auch Tunnel, wo das Ganze nach innen geht damit. Also die Radioaktivität geht auch durch Tunnel wieder nach innen, was man immer auch damit vorhat. Es gibt sowohl, wie wir hier auf der Oberfläche eine Hierarchie haben, gibt es auch eine Hierarchie in diesen Tunneln, unterhalb in diesem Tunnelsystem. Dort leben Wesen seit Tausenden von Jahren. Und es gibt zum Beispiel diese Gasline, die Pipelines, die da irgendwie von Kanada, wo auch immer, nach USA langlaufen. Das ist nicht nur eine, sind 20. Und da gehören manche eben bestimmten Gruppen da, wo andere nicht zugreifen können. Also es ist eben auch so geregelt, das gehört mir, das gehört dem und so weiter. Wir haben also nicht nur, wir haben eben auch viele Aliens da leben und eine bestimmte Struktur und eine Hierarchie, die festlegt, wer hat wo Zugriff. Und ja, okay, so sind wir jetzt gerade bei den Aliens in den Tunneln.
Mhm. At least in our understanding of deep, you know,
right.
But certainly there's a lot of that technology to bore, you know, several thousand feet in a couple minutes. And so we should get used to the fact that you can drill a hole through the middle of the planet, no problem, or at least to the center.
Well. Do you think the people of the Hollow Earth might get a little upset about what the Cabal's done in Southern British Columbia and also in Southern California as well?
Well, so you can see these statements are starting to ring true. So is above is below.
Right.
This is the game that I see throughout the universe. It's quite interesting to, you know, I'm new here, you know, as we've had conversations with what you guys call Jesus, who's omnipresent with this, never left, folks. Mm-hmm. The new guy is what we call him, and I'm right behind him. I mean, mm-hmm. what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, right.
Why can't we get our feet underneath us? And I can tell you why it is, and real quick, and that is, we keep living in the past. We keep remembering and perpetuating, calling people names. We keep judgment, and the bad guys know that as long as there's more drama, you'll keep reinforcing it in your universe.
Well, they're gonna love this, won't they?
Okay. In diesen Tunneln haben wir Technologie, die können innerhalb von Minuten ganze Löcher von der einen Seite der Erde auf die andere machen, wenn sie wollten. Sie könnten ohne weiteres in die hohle Erde vordringen und so weiter und so fort. Also all das ist möglich. Teds Frage deswegen berechtigt, was ist mit Hollow Earth? Sind die nicht auch jetzt ein bisschen angepisst, was jetzt mit dem Ganzen hier oben wieder passiert? Ja, und seine Antwort von Qs, so wie oben, so unten. Also natürlich hat es auf allen Effekt und alles ist miteinander verbunden. Und vielleicht sollten wir mal Soha, das erwähne ich jetzt nebenbei mal in der nächsten Show, mal Soha mit einladen wieder, was er dazu denkt. Die Frage von ihm ist einfach, was passiert hier? Und warum passiert das hier weiterhin, was hier passiert? Und seine Antwort ist, die er darauf gibt, ist, weil wir nach wie vor in der Vergangenheit leben, weil wir in Drama leben, weil wir verurteilen, weil wir immer noch Namen nennen, weil wir immer wieder in demselben Spiel mitspielen, was man uns gegeben hat, damit wir all diesen Wahnsinn aufrechterhalten können. Und dort geht es jetzt weiter.
Radiation all over the United parts of the United States. Boy, they're going to feast on that one.
Yeah, and so it's tricky. It's a tricky conversation. You know, hey, Q, you make it sound so easy, but it's a collective choice for us all to now start creating what we want.
Right.
You got to remember, in order to build a device, you had to have people to do it. Mm-hmm. So somebody also made the choice to build this infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of see where everything is right on top of each other.
Yeah. Now, I think personally that Biden is probably the most intelligent entity on this planet outside of the slug. And given that fact, do you really think he's going to do anything about I've got a radiation map showing all the radiation in Idaho and Montana from this release in Southern British Columbia. I think he'll just ignore it, much like the main media just ignores it and wait for people to die. It fits in with their public policy of reducing the population, doesn't it?
Just right, and so, and you know, you just validate my point. I'm going to answer your question. But see, now we have to worry about something else, and we actually reinforce it.
Mm.
And so that's a big deal. We don't want a bunch of nuclear waste on our planet. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the, again, there's no Joe Biden, everyone.
Right. Right. Right.
There's the image of a Joe Biden on a television station and a virtual reality government. And you have to get used to watching this comedy show.
Okay? Yeah, right.
And so I know you, you may not have a lot of English listeners on this one today, but we must get used to every country is like that now in the way they're publishing.
Okay. Kurz zu Ende mein Gedanken. Okay, wir waren nochmal bei Biden jetzt. Teds Frage nochmal zu Biden. Würde er das alles ignorieren, was hier stattfindet? Und die Sache ist, wenn wir jetzt anfangen, uns wieder darüber Gedanken zu machen und uns zu sorgen, dann verstärken wir das Ganze wiederum, dieses ganze Ausmaß von Drama. Hume sagt dann auch nochmal an der Stelle, es gibt keinen Joe Biden. Was wir sehen, ist ein Bild von Joe Biden im Fernsehen, in dieser virtuellen Realität, die es da gibt, von einer Regierung, die nicht existiert. Und das ist nicht nur in den USA, sondern das ist in jedem Land weltweit so mittlerweile.
Mhm. You don't know what, it's not that they're not real people in these countries, running these countries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you can't tell now which videos have been abducted after their transmission, including this one.
Right. Right.
Remember, there's only one internet, everyone, yeah. For a reason.
Right, for control. Well, you've heard about, I know you're very fond of California Governor Newsom, and he about 3 weeks ago, he's such a man. Boy, he was brave. He took the third shot, and then he disappeared from public view, and rumor has it that he got Guillain-Barre disease, completely incapacitated, woke up on some sort of federal prison somewhere where they charged him for treason, crimes against humanity and pedophilia. Mm-hmm. And at any rate, we have a new Governor Newsom running around now who has a little bit different ears. His eyebrows are a little different. He's tan. Yeah. Yeah. He looks a little different. A casting call went out in Hollywood just after Newsom took his third shot. And for a double, somebody to act like Newsom. So we've got a double running around now. And I just want to let people know that. Compare to the pictures yourself. I showed them on my show on Saturday on BBS Radio, but it was pretty funny to watch.
Yeah, so I would get used to people. There's a very large media tool that a lot of people use for instant messaging. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to give it any cred, if you will. But you know, some of these people are retiring all of a sudden. Some of these people found a new job. They want to go save the planet. They've decided to fly into space, things like that.
Yeah.
So you got to get creative how you're getting arrested or killed or both. And so
Okay. Man kann nur noch drüber lachen, man muss auch nur drüber lachen. Ich mache noch meine Notizen zu Ende. Okay, also was wir sehen, ist einfach weltweit, die Regierung ist sind keine realen Menschen, es gibt gar keine realen Menschen mehr, die die Länder jetzt regieren, weil diese Menschen nicht mehr existieren. Und all das, was wir jetzt sehen, wir wissen, was wir im Fernsehen sehen, wir wissen, es gibt nur ein Internet, es gibt nur eine Leitung letztendlich, und aus der Leitung kommt alles. Und da hängt, da wissen wir nicht, was ist real, was ist, welche Informationen sind jetzt eigentlich irgendwo manipuliert worden. Ja? Und nicht mal die Show, die wir jetzt hier machen, wissen wir, ob sie jetzt schon irgendwo manipuliert wurde und was beim Hörer ankommt. Das sind immer so Anmerkungen von Q. Ich finde das immer sehr interessant. Das regt dann zum Weiternachdenken an. Ted hat dann kurz angesprochen, dass der Governor von Washington wohl ausgetauscht wurde. Es ist ein Double und dass man die Bilder vorher nachher vergleichen kann. Es gibt wesentliche Veränderungen. Das kann man sich anschauen. Und Q sagt hier nur, man kann mittlerweile immer mehr, hört man ja viele treten plötzlich zurück, viele Vorstände zurück, viele Menschen gehen in Rente plötzlich oder verlassen ihren Job jetzt da in höheren Positionen oder wollen plötzlich ins All fliegen. Das sind also alles kreative Wege, um nicht sagen zu müssen, dass man jetzt verhaftet oder sogar getötet wird.
Mhm. That's why the internet is still up. Is not only to help us, but also to learn which direction we need to work on, you know. And so it's tricky to talk about, but you should be able to see the information for yourself whenever you want now, if it's true or false, and use your inner center
Right.
You know, I want to encourage everyone to use their inner center to observe information instead of read it. And, you know, all of us are responsible to, you know, take great care when you're doing shows. And Ted, you're very good at it. Mm-hmm. And that is, we don't have time to say that guy's right or that guy's wrong. Every one of us is growing very fast, and
right.
we're all finding our own way in our own time. And so we need to take great care. Mm-hmm. But you should be able to feel the information instead of listening to. Your first clue is if someone is talking about another individual on these shows.
Mm-hmm. Hier ging es jetzt nochmal darum, ein Grund, warum das Internet noch läuft und funktioniert, ist einfach, dass wir, dass es uns hilft, dass wir uns gegenseitig helfen und dass es uns, dass wir eine gewisse Richtung einschlagen können. Und wir sind mittlerweile immer mehr in der Lage, die Wahrheit zu erkennen. An Informationen, an all dem, was auf uns einströmt, sind wir mehr und mehr in der Lage, das rauszufiltern, was tatsächlich wahr ist. Und um das zu tun sollte, sagt Q eben, gehen wir in unser Herzzentrum, in die Mitte unseres Herzens und beobachten Informationen, anstatt sie zu lesen. Also es beobachten, anstatt zu lesen. Und jeder wächst gerade sehr, sehr schnell oder ist zwar an unterschiedlichen Entwicklungsständen, jeder für sich, aber trotzdem geht das jetzt recht schnell. Mhm.
These podcasts, you call them, that's your first clue, because they're perpetuating judgment, the past. And we really need to, like you do your best, Ted, you even call your show, Let's Make This World a Better Place. I suggest we just keep working on solutions all the time now, because we're really powerful. And so thank you so much, Ted, for creating that light.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, that's my sole purpose and your sole purpose too, I think.
Yeah, I went into a bar the other night and they had an open mic. And I go, hey, do you mind if I sing a couple words? And so this is encouraging and disappointing at the same time. And so I sang the song I sang on your show once. And the words were just really brief, but they went like this. It's from Jeff Tate. And I go, if we would close our eyes, would we realize that there's more to life than what we have known? Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I've lived so long living lies I knew were wrong inside. I've just begun to see the light. And this, we call it blue collar bar. Everyone stopped what they're doing and didn't know what to do with that. So I'm encouraged. Everyone's getting there on their own time. Sure. You know, so there's 100 people listening to me sing this song and go, they have no clue that what the light is, let alone meditation. And so we have to be patient and take great care of all the people we interact with, because we are the ones that are helping them get their feet underneath them just by our presence. It's really exciting. Sorry to interrupt your show.
No, that's okay. Well, I know that.
Es war sehr schön, was jetzt Q nochmal gesagt hat, dass wir tun diese Shows hier und sollen darauf achten, wir sind ja die sozusagen zeigen, die helfen anderen Menschen wiederum, dass die mehr Boden unter den Füßen bekommen, dass wir an Lösungen arbeiten, dass wir zusammen Lösungen erarbeiten, dass wir Lösungswege aufzeigen. Und deswegen ist es wichtig, dass wir sehen, was wir wie transformiert rüberbringen. Und er hat nochmal einen Song jetzt, einen Titel wunderbar beschrieben. Ich weiß es nicht mehr. How was the name of the song, Ted?
A guy named Tate. I don't remember the first name, Tate. I remember the song, but anyway.
Also wer da nochmal reinhören will, es geht letztendlich darum, wenn ich meine Augen schließe, also ins Innere zu gehen. Und drückt dann plötzlich alles zu entdecken, alles zu erkennen. Und jeder ist auf seinem Weg genau richtig dort, wo er gerade ist. Und ohne zu urteilen, ohne irgendjemanden abzuwerten oder wie auch immer. Jeder ist genau, ja, richtig und auf seinem Weg, und wir begleiten und helfen, wo es möglich ist und wo Hilfe eben gebraucht wird. Okay? Weiter?
Okay, danke. I know that the...
Was?
I just thank Saskia for that translation. She's doing a good job today.
I hope so. Thank you.
You're fine. Okay, let's get weiter.
Yeah, the Galactics and the people of Hollow Earth and Pleiadians have been helping clean up Fukushima now ever since 2011. Mm-hmm. And I thank them so much for their help on that. And I know they're helping us right now clean up the radiation mess in southern British Columbia. And it's about 40% of the Idaho Panhandle, western Montana, the extreme northeastern corner of Washington State as well. And you know, this government's not going to help us. They just bury it. And the insidious thing about radiation, my dear friend, is that people get exposed to it and it's odorless, tasteless, they don't know it's there, but yet it has real health consequences later. And it takes some time to show up in the population. And how do you prove that that radiation from this nuclear release in southern British Columbia was the cause of a person's cancer or death or whatever?
It's difficult to prove. Yeah, no, it's good that people are hearing this information because this is how tricky this little game is. Okay, I want to give a lot of encouragement to the military. So they're seeing, and this is important to answer your question. So the military, there are silos of the military that are in hierarchies, just like, excuse me, your local government. So you see the army. I see 700 branches of the army in silos, all managed by different organizations in a hierarchical system. And by the way, rank is it rules, right? So that's obviously a draconian system. And so you're getting a command and then they give another command. So on down the chain it goes. So I'm encouraging the military to really stay firm. Help is coming because there are silos of the military who will not tolerate much of the shenanigans that are going on. So just stay tuned to that one. You are awesome people. You're amazing. And help is coming. I get chills through my bones as I understand how it works. Mm-hmm. I got to take great care here because, you know, we always have interesting people listening. But essentially, you're right.
Some aren't people. Yeah.
As always. My hangover is pretty much healed now, by the way, so thanks. When you look at this event and you say government, the true government running America now is a portion of the military. Mm-hmm. And so they have a tremendous job to do because they're playing legal games, political games. They got to fight a physical war, a propaganda war. Mm-hmm. And there's booby traps everywhere they go. Right. So this is not easy. And then, and by the way, some of your resources are tweaked, manipulated. Mm-hmm. So there's a war within some of the military branches that it doesn't even look like a war. It just, you know, it's more about resources, politics, propaganda all the way through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's tricky, you know.
Also, wo jetzt nochmal hingeht, ist zum Militär. Er will an der Stelle einfach nochmal das Militär ermutigen. Wir denken, das ist so eins, das Militär. Was er aber sieht, sind einfach, wir haben im Militär ganz viele Einheiten, die hierarchisch, also es ist hierarchisch aufgestellt, es ist ein drakonisches System. Und der eine Order geht zum nächsten und so weiter und so fort. Also die werden, es ist alles festgelegt hierarchisch. Und er will das Militär jetzt nochmal stärken an der Stelle, dass sie stark bleiben sollen. Es sind fantastische, großartige Leute dabei auch, sich nicht unterkriegen lassen, dass sie den Wesen, wie zum Beispiel Q, helfen sollen, hierher zu kommen, dass sie unterstützen sollen mit, dass eben hier Boden geschaffen wird, dass eben diese Wesenheiten auch hier auch bleiben können, anstatt immer angegriffen zu, also dass das da ist. Ein Teil des Militärs in den USA ist Teil der Regierung jetzt, aber es ist unglaublich schwierig, denn sie haben nicht nur mit legalen und politischen Dingen zu tun, sondern auch mit physischem Krieg und mit Propagandakrieg und natürlich viel Infiltration und viel, es sind vieles ist dort, was eben auch falsch ist, was dafür sorgt, dass eben auch dort immer wieder Intrigen stattfinden. Also es ist einfach sehr, sehr schwer. Und im Militär selber sind aber sehr gute Menschen dabei, gute, gutherzige Menschen, die er ja, die er zur ermutigen will, standhaft zu bleiben.
Mhm. Especially when you have your command center may have been undermined before you took the transition, we'll say 6 years ago.
Right.
I'll be very careful with that one.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. I understand what she says. Yeah.
So, you know, you got a lot of cogs, got a lot of wheels rolling in different directions, if you will. I'll just try and find a good summation. But right. I mean, it's just really a lot of work these guys are doing, gals, and it's just exciting how far they've made it. It's amazing.
Well, here's something right off the bat I might recommend to people. I know potassium iodine blocks radiation from going into your body, mm-hmm. lymph nodes. So if yep. you are in the Idaho area, the Upper Panhandle, I suggest you get some, or Western Montana, certainly Southern British Columbia. We'll have to check in with the scientist on this one, but the watershed where this radiation was released feeds into the Fraser River, which feeds into mm-hmm. the lower mainland of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. Beautiful city. But people there should know about it, and they should get some potassium iodide. I would suggest taking it as a precaution.
Yeah, there's another gentleman. I know there's more than one. There's another gentleman that works with Simon Parks. He should have some good technologies as well. But yeah, that's more your cup of tea than mine. I don't remember the name of the gentleman, but if you go over there, I think you can find some of the products.
Yeah, right. And we are gonna. I'm told last night that we are getting help. They're on it already. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there is a map of the United States, Canada, I should send you, that I received on this, and it shows all these different areas, including hotspots.
So you should be able to validate my statement, but you can see, like, okay, wait a minute. If we had a dumb go down, it's a poor name for it, but it's easy conversation, deep underground military base. Right. I'd say a compromised military base for the use of absolute blackness. Anyway, you should be able to prove my statement by why if we take out a dumb up north, then how come I have radiation in Arizona, as an example? So should be able to see how the roadmap of the tunnels work just by the leaking of the radiation.
There's two red hotspots of radiation just east of San Diego. Fortunately, mm-hmm. most of LA is okay from the map I saw. Most of it's all right. But there is one just east of San Diego, just north of Los Angeles in the Santa Barbara area. And there's a third one over by Yuma, Arizona, right on the Mexican border.
Yeah. So another one, you know, and I exaggerated the volume of tunnels, but just to give you an idea how much potential there is why I said that. But we can't forget that there's also underwater tunnels. So you can go underwater in the ocean and come in underneath the continents, many, many places. Mm-hmm. So you get two for one when you do stuff like that, you know.
Right.
Also da ist.
Also was wir jetzt hier sehen, ist die Karte nochmal, wo die Radioaktivität kann man verfolgen da, also entlang der Untergrundtunnel. Also genau dort unten drunter befinden sich die Dumps, diese militärischen Untergrundbasen von kompromittierten Militär. Also das ist das nicht so gute Militär, was da unten auch teilweise ist. Und wir haben jetzt hier die Orte nochmal gesehen. Und wir haben nicht nur Dumps, sondern wir haben auch Unterwassertunnel. Und wenn die Bösen natürlich dort etwas in die Luft jagen, dann hat das nicht nur dann auf dem Land oberhalb richtet das Schaden an, sondern auch im Wasser. Und das Wasser wiederum, die Unterwassertunnel, tragen es ja dann in alle Richtungen bis hin zum Meer. Also schlägt man dort zwei Fliegen mit einer Klappe sozusagen.
Mhm. Okay, jetzt sind noch 1,5 Minuten noch offen, die lasse ich jetzt durchspielen bis zum Schluss.
Ja.
Well, they're desperate, aren't they? The negatives must be really desperate to do this kind of act of sabotage, suicide, basically.
Yeah, so the good news is you just have a pocket. You're seeing pockets now. So before, in my opinion, they were more organized. And now you know, I'm doing my best to not give it any energy, but I live in duality, so I have to participate here just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. you know, it's just really good news that we're finding our light, and the dark just can't keep up with us. That's all. That's how I see it.
Well, it's about time they leave, frankly, in my opinion.
Yeah,
in my opinion. Well, I'm so glad you were able to come on today. I know this is short notice, but this just came. I just found out about this, and I'll be having a show on it today, actually. And
okay.
Any words of wisdom for all my listeners, my friend?
No, Ted. I thank you so much for allowing me to do this, and your work is just amazing. And I encourage everyone to support each and every one of us. And collaborate and collaborate and collaborate and choose what you prefer. And that's that. Okay. Great, great day to you, Ted, and love to all the listeners.
Okay. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a beautiful day yourself. Bye-bye.
Good day, Ted.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Also nochmal kurz zusammengefasst. Trotz allem, was passiert, wenn wir nach unserem höchsten inneren intuitiven Leben, nach unserer höchsten Inspiration, und das tun wir immer mehr, umso stärker werden wir auch in unserem Licht, und dort können mittlerweile die Bad Guys, also die Bösen, der Kabale, ich möchte das gar nicht jetzt bewerten mit irgendwelchen, aber die Dunkelmächte vielleicht, ich weiß nicht, wie man es nennen kann, sie können nicht mehr mithalten. Also es ist nur noch eine Frage der Zeit, aber letztendlich sind wir so weit vorangekommen in unserem Aufwachen, in unserem Aufsteigen, in unserem Licht im Körper halten, dass sie nicht mehr viele Möglichkeiten haben. Das sind jetzt noch letzte Zugungen, letzte Versuche, größtmöglichen Schaden anzurichten. Aber das, was Q sagt, vorher war es großflächig, waren sie verteilt, jetzt sind es nur noch in kleinen, überall klein, verstreut wirken sie noch. Und was sagt er? Er sagt, also viel Liebe an die Zuhörer hier. Und er bedankt sich für Unterstützung, für alle, die mitwirken. Wir sollen zusammenwirken, wir sollen miteinander kollaborieren, wir sollen aus unserem Innern heraus kreieren und ja, das Neue erschaffen. Zusammen.
Such a good job. Thank you, Saskia. You always do a great job. Appreciate you.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're doing great. And Gerhard, you're doing a wonderful job, too. I really appreciate you so much. Let's show that map and go over the map a few minutes, and then we can start with our second segment. We'll play the second segment for as long as possible, and then we'll play the rest of it in 2 weeks. You can look at this radiation map. I've been told that the yellow areas all have significant amounts of radiation. There's no safe amount of radiation. First off, I wanted to say that. But if you look at, there's a hot spot just below the Canadian border in northern Idaho. There's a little red blemished area there. And another one looks like it's near Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Those contain a lethal Chernobyl levels of radiation. Those areas are hot spots. And if you live there or close to there, get out as soon as possible. Also in Southern California, let's go down to Los Angeles and San Diego, a little bit further right there. You see that area just north of LA where it's red. Again, you've got lethal amounts of radiation there. You also have another hot spot. You can't see it very well, but it's a little bit east of San Diego there. And then another spot just right next to Yuma. That's from one of the underground bases a little bit. See the red there? That is lethal Chernobyl levels of radiation. If you're in that area, get out. It's interesting, isn't it, how I think it's perhaps from naivety or lack of information. But if I was a governor of one of these states, I'd get right on it and help people out. The least you can do is to take potassium iodine, which will prevent any kind of radiation sickness or cancer.
Q mentioned a guy. He has also some technologies he talked about, but he couldn't remember the name. Could you find out the name of this guy?
Sure. We'll have it on our next show. We'll talk about it. I'll have solutions for that as well. And what's interesting, if you look at the map, look, this goes into southern Texas, parts of Louisiana. Alabama's got a nuclear reactor there. It's one at the university, and obviously they must have had some radiation leaks from that reactor, because you can see the yellow there. That's from higher elevated levels of radiation. But you can ask yourself, where are these governments? Government of British Columbia in Canada, the government of Alberta. Where are they? How come they're not doing anything? Undoubtedly, they know about it. I'll give some deference, I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the governors of Montana, Idaho, for not knowing about it. Maybe they're just uninformed. In Washington state here, we haven't seen our Democratic governor Inslee for about a year or more. He just disappeared. I don't know where he is. He could be in jail or dead. I don't know. Newsom, the rumor is that he's not the real governor of California anyway. He's been replaced by a body double or a clone. So, and he's not helping people. So you have to pretty much help yourself. Mm-hmm. And because these governments aren't going to help you. Biden doesn't care. He's out of it somewhere.
Well, the government isn't real. There aren't real people anymore. Nobody's around, so who's running?
Who's running it? Something. I don't know. You know, but this is, I think this is really important. And it's a little bit like, we were talking on air before we started about what happened with like Fukushima, Three Mile Island, and Chernobyl. And all of those cases, the Russian government, when Chernobyl first happened, they tried to minimize it. They wouldn't tell anybody. When Fukushima happened, the Japanese government hid it as well. When Three Mile Island happened, the U.S. government in Pennsylvania tried to hide that accident. And we're having the same pattern here again. We're having lethal amounts of radiation in the Yuma area, east of San Diego, north of Los Angeles, near Santa Barbara. Up in Hope, B.C., there's lethal amounts of radiation and nothing. The media is doing a real, and they're not telling anybody about it. What are they going to wait? You know, wait till they die? What? So we're telling you about it today. And I urge you to take necessary precautions. Take a Geiger counter and test it yourself. Don't take my word for it. This is from a government radiation map. So just people need to be aware and they need to take precautions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also wir haben jetzt nochmal hier uns die Karte etwas näher angeschaut. Eigentlich nochmal wiederholt, was wir schon am Anfang gesagt haben, die Hotspots. Und in den Medien selber wird man keine Informationen dazu finden, obwohl wir an manchen Stellen wirklich tödliche Radioaktivität messen, also gemessen wird oder wurde oder wird. Und an dieser Stelle eben an alle der Aufruf, diese Orte, diese Hotspots umgehend zu verlassen. Um etwas einzunehmen, gerade um Symptome oder Radioaktivität am Körper einzudämmen oder Schlimmes zu verhindern, ist Kaliumjodid einzunehmen. Wer jetzt auch zuhört, wer da vielleicht Menschen in Kanada kennt oder USA, dann gerne die Informationen weitergeben, so schnell es geht.
I think it's a good idea for wherever you are in the world and especially in you're in these hotspot areas or in the yellow areas of the United States and Canada and Mexico. Mexico's being affected too. If you can, have a radiation Geiger counter and document it. Take pictures of the Geiger counter and email them to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I think that would be good to document that. And
wer in so einer Zone da lebt, in so einer gelben Zone, die wir, wie wir hier sehen auf der Karte, ist ja überall in den USA, Kanada, auch Teile von Mexiko, der soll sich so, ich glaube, es sind Geigenzähler, nennt die sich, um die Radioaktivität zu messen, macht Fotos davon, dokumentiert es und schickt es gern zu TED, out of this world, 1150@gmail.com. Mhm. Der sammelt diese Informationen.
Mhm. Sure. Now we have a second segment. It's an hour long. I don't think we'll do like we did on the first segment. We can't play the whole thing today, but we'll get through it as much as possible because we've got about a half hour left, give or take. And we'll start this in. This is with Alfred Weber, a famous attorney up in Vancouver, Canada, and Karen McDonald, who was a witness. She's a witness to this radiation up. She lives near Hope. I guess she lives in the Hope, BC area. And she was there and she's got witnesses that she interviewed. So she'll bring them on. We can't play the whole thing, but we can play it again in a couple of weeks. But I'd like to go ahead.
Also wir werden jetzt kurz noch das zweite anspielen, das zweite Interview mit Alfred Weber, ein bekannter Anwalt. He's an attorney. Where will he live?
Vancouver, Canada.
Aus Vancouver, Canada. Yeah. Und er wird sich dazu äußern, hat auch Zeugenberichte, was die Situation vor Ort angeht.
Okay, thank you so much, Saskia. If we could play the second one now. We'll play as much as we can.
Okay.
Earhart, I know, friends, this is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have three fantastic guests now. We just added one from my show today. And Alfred Weber, he's a futurist, has exopolitics. He works out of Vancouver, Canada. He does fantastic work. He was at my Galactic Wisdom Conference, and I admire and respect him so much. Alfred, thank you so much for being on my show today. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. Yes, Ted. Glad to be here.
Good. Thank you so much, my friend. And Karen, thank you so much. You're another fabulous person to be on the show today. We have a very special topic to talk about. And you have, who's your guest there? You have?
I'm accompanying, I actually did a medical escort evac out of what you call the Hope or Silver Creek area, as people know in the jurisdiction of British Columbia. So in what we call our Similkameen area, Okanagan. So this is Andra Forbes, who was actually right on site. And so was I within 2 hours of the, I'll say, radiation event.
Okay. All right. Okay, great. Great. Well, I'll let you carry it away. Somebody, I think... I had received the map of the area, and in southern Canada, around British Columbia, the Hope area, it looks like there's a radiation area going from there all the way into the top 40% of the Idaho Panhandle, Alfred, and then going into western Montana, and then there's also other hot spots east of San Diego. About 40, 50 miles east of San Diego, Alfred, and then I'm sure you've seen this, and another hot spot around Yuma, Arizona. And then you can see pockets of radiation around the United States. And then if you look at the map of Mexico, oh, there you've got it. There's nothing there. The rest of Canada is fine. There we go. So I'd love to have you comment on that and tell me what information you have about what's going on. And what does the yellow represent? Just
Jetzt, wir haben jetzt gerade eine andere Karte eingespielt bekommen, wo noch nicht so viele gelbe Flecken drauf sind. Ist das richtig?
Okay. He just saw another map, Ted, where there haven't been as much yellow pockets as on the map we showed before. Is that right?
I don't know. I sent one map. There may be another map there. I'm not sure, my friend.
Genau, ich habe es gerade verglichen. Ja. Okay, dann lassen wir sie einmal, oder willst du noch vorher übersetzen, bevor ich sie antworte?
Es war nur eine Einführung von denen, die jetzt hier ihre Zeugenberichte, Augenzeugenberichte über die Radioaktivität vor Ort.
Genau, also da ist dieser Herr und dann zwei Damen, genau, die gemeinsam im Zoom-Call sind.
Richtig.
Okay, vieles weiter.
The yellow here that you're seeing, Ted, is basically when you start seeing radiation plumes or air quality. And I was sort of well versed in this, and we did a lot of stuff at Project Incension on YouTube from 2016 on. So I was well versed in what happened a little bit, you know, with CERN and other radiation incidents through someone called former Sergeant Patty Broussard. And former Sergeant Patty Broussard was with the U.S. Army and also with the what's called NBC officer. So anyone in the military army, they have what's called nuclear biological and chemical warfare. Uh-huh. So I had a little bit of a surface introduction there for years. So when I saw this, when you see these type of plumes, this is the air quality. So what it is, it's like they're like hot spots. So you'll have a different grading system, you know, very mild would be a green. And when it starts getting to the yellow, you're starting to look at, you know, 100, 150. When it gets into the red zones, which I just left the area, that's Saskatoon and then the Hiwak Cree, otherwise known as Saskatchewan. And the reason I know that that's hot because I was burnt there, and I actually did a show with Alfred about a year and a half ago. And I was so burnt, we had to go get thermal imaging that was done by former RCMP and also the different people that trained in biological warfare at CFB Suffolk. So when you look at something like that, I happen to know what's underneath Saskatoon, and I've been getting whistleblowers calling me all of a sudden since Alfred and I put the show out that we know that there's spent uranium and different things like there, because there's also a slowpoke reactor in Saskatoon. There's a synchrotron and a mini CERN and an LHC.
Was ist ungefähr?
Okay, also sie kommt aus dem Bereich, also was die Luftqualität angeht, da kennt sie sich aus, vor allen Dingen so auf der biochemischen Ebene. Und sie haben das beobachtet mit diesen gelben Spots, die jetzt eben auftauchen. Dem sind sie nachgegangen, auch mit anderen Menschen haben sie das verglichen, die auch auf dieser, die sich im biologischen Bereich, biochemischen Bereich auskennen. Und Arsenium, is this right? Arsenium? What did she say? What did they find in the air?
They found radiation in the air, air quality. About 100 millisieverts, which can cause hair loss, can cause cancer. You feel the effects at that point. You won't die immediately from it, but you will feel the effects, rashes and flu-like symptoms.
Okay, also was sie dort dann gefunden haben, die Höhe an Radioaktivität ist so enorm, dass man eben dort schon an Haarausfall leidet, an anderen Symptomen und so weiter und so fort. Okay?
Ja.
Gut, Ted, die Einspielung ist eine Stunde lang. Möchtest du eher jetzt am Anfang das weiter oder eher gegen den Schluss? Was soll ich abspielen?
How long are we going to play it, Ted?
Well, we could play it for the next 6 hours. And then, Gerhard, you could sleep at the studio, not go home. And that would work out fine. We can play it for maybe another, 25 minutes or so. That'll bring us to 5 minutes after 2 or 5 minutes after 11. I want to keep you up. We can play the rest of it on our next show. But
Which part is more interesting?
The first part now.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go on.
Okay.
Okay, so that was also where the second largest medicine wheel was. The Saskatchewan River is also part of a tributary that goes into the main feed, as does when I was in the Okanagan Lake. So if you know about the sacred sites and vortexes, this is what they're trying to take. My intelligence came in, and a lot of these red spots would be over 150. So that's basically what you're looking at. You can get these different ones on what's called Eurodep. You can get them on RadNet. There's so many different places people can go. But I also do caution, as I've found many times too, is that the government will tend to fudge stuff. So while we see things live, they will redact it and put in even falsified data. So if I don't get a picture, right now some of these you can't get anymore since Alfred and I went on the air. So I talked to also someone, Patty Broussard, and because after Fukushima in 2011, they actually removed the Canadian monitoring site. So if it's not people that have private monitors, which I do, and the ones that they allow to the public for the most part are not really indicative of what's really going on. This is a surface look at something like that. So you have many different forms, like 9 different graphs of gamma rays, and you have beta, you have all sorts of different particulars. So this is something I just used. It just happened to be a little handheld one. It's from Soaks. It's a Russian, Soaks.usa. You can go simply here onto radiation, and it will tell you what's going on in the background.
Sie hat jetzt auch ein Gerät in das Bild gehalten, mit dem man offensichtlich Strahlung messen kann.
Richtig. Also sie hat auch gesagt, dass man kann diese Karten abrufen eigentlich. Über RedNet hat sie zum Beispiel eine Seite genannt, aber seitdem die das jetzt berichtet, zusammen mit dem Alfred, hat die Regierung alles getan, um diese Karten zu manipulieren. Also sie machen da falsche Daten rein. Und seit 2011 Fukushima sind diese Stationen, wo man das messen konnte, wurden beseitigt. Und sie hat jetzt, glaube ich, aber noch so einen privaten Monitor, wo sie das oder so ein Gerät, wo sie das selber überprüfen kann. Ansonsten kann das keiner überprüfen. Es ist nicht möglich, das selbst nochmal zu überprüfen. Groß.
So what happened basically here, and I'll just introduce Andrea a little bit because she was on site. So she called me around October the 3rd. And basically what she told, and I've been noticing, I was only in the Kelowna, Okanagan area as well, about 2 hours away from where Hope is. Now, the Hope Mountain, she was on the back side of it, the south side, which is very important to know because it was in a little village called Silver Creek. And there's only about 10 minutes difference between one town to the other, just around the corner, right? And that gets really important because one of the things that happened is she started telling me that her skin was burning. She felt she was melting. Skin was melting. She was crying. She was so upset. I could actually see her animals were affected. So this is not anymore just her telling me stuff. I got to witness because I would have her take the camera live feed outside. Now, we saw strange weather patterns after that happened. She started burning and you could actually see it looked like, you know, I'll show you some of the pictures in a minute. The actual vegetation around there was actually burnt, which you will see after a nuclear or radiation incident, that the actual foliage goes almost like an aubergine, like looks like eggplant. It will only usually do that for sometimes 1 or 2 weeks. And then the plants will try and, you know, get back to their green. The other thing as well was they were shaking. So I went to go look at the USGS, which didn't show it, but what it did show on another site for what you call earthquakes or seismic activity is also affirmed by Patty Sard and also affirmed by Gene Decode, by the way, on East SETI Ranch with James Gillian, another friend of mine. And I've done shows with actually Gene Decode and Alfred even last year. Okay, we know they were working. They admit to working on to the deep underground military bases. They admit to this. So some sort of scalar direct energy weapon has been used there. They had rings of fire, which I was able to show through thermals and, you know, international space. And looking at this, I could see hot spots. I could see they were definitely where there were fires and where they weren't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Also es geht, im Oktober hat sie, glaube ich, die ersten Meldungen bekommen. Auch von einer Bekannten, die in einer kleinen Stadt ist. Und sie hat ihr erzählt, dass ihre Haut angefangen hat zu brennen. Also als würde sie die Haut sogar schmelzen. Und sie hat auch das in ihren Tieren gesehen. Das Wetter hat sich verändert. Und was sie festgestellt hat, sie hat, glaube ich, dann noch Bilder, die sie zeigt. Vielleicht wäre es dann doch besser, wenn wir es in der nächsten Show nochmal mit einspielen, dass wir das Video sehen, was sie uns da zeigen. Das wie in so eine, sie hat gesagt, wie so eine Auberginenform. Die Verbrennung ist, und das ist wohl typisch bei solchen nuklearen Verbrennungen, also wenn es so eine Art Aubergine, keine Ahnung, ich habe es noch nie gehört, so habe ich es jetzt verstanden. Und so genannt, sie hat auch von jemandem geredet, der ihr mitgeteilt und zugegeben hat, dass es eben mit den Dumps zu tun hat und dass es bestimmte Feuerringe gibt, um diese Hotspots, die wir vorhin auch schon gesehen haben. Also sowas hat sie da jetzt, was ich da jetzt verstehen kann, gezeigt. Also ich weiß nicht, ob sie Bilder zeigt, ob sie da irgendwas dazu noch...
Ich sag's dir dann.
Okay.
Sie hat gesagt, in ein paar Minuten zeigt sie es. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, so you can tell very clearly, and you can tell very clearly if it's a direct energy weapon as opposed to a natural event, because on a seismic, if it's actual just, you know, let's say an explosion or whatever you want to call it, that it will just go kaboom, and then there's an aftershock, where if it's natural, it starts building up to a crescendo. So it's very easy to detect it. These waves, or we'll say quakes, I don't want to say they're earthquakes, because my thing is that they're man-made. So these induced direct energy quakes, dumb quakes, or some quakes, whatever they want to call them, were actually at about usually 1.9 to 2.2. There's a succession of them, and we saw lots of them, and she experienced them. So that's what you're going to hear. She'll be validating what we're saying or affirming it. And I was feeling things at times. And after she did that, I couldn't sleep as well either. So for, you know, there was air quality. You just chalk it up. My skin was getting tingly, burning. Eyes are getting deteriorated. You just kind of start sometimes chalking them up. But not when I started measuring the radiation. And what she told me was absolutely horrific and horrifying. Now, when you see a gross gamma count, and I'll just show you like Seattle's here for a second. You can see all the different lines there. Okay, there are many, many, many lines of radiation. So when someone says, oh, I just got to count at 0.12 or point whatever, it doesn't mean anything. It's you have to take it in its totality. Right now, I'm up way outside the plume area, and it went from 000 to 0.4, and now it's actually tripled here within a couple of days. And that's outside of the hotspot zone. And that's what happened when I was in Kelowna. It went from basically point whatever almost to 2. So I have actually measured almost from one end of, as you think, the province to the other. I've gone through the Lulawet, the Carrier, the Okanagan, the Shwetmak, the Sinaiak, all those different territories, because it violates the international treaties to have illegal nuclear bases underneath our feet. And also it's affecting the wildlife. We have pictures of birds dropping. Her dogs and animals are all exhibiting. They look like they're chemo and radiation patients, basically, with Morgellons now. Because...
Okay, also sie hat jetzt erklärt, wie sie das gemerkt haben. Also es muss da eine Explosion gegeben haben. Sie hat das erklärt, was ist natürliche Explosion. Eine natürliche Explosion, hat sie erklärt, ist vielleicht ein Erdbeben, was eben nach und nach ansteigt. In dem Fall war es aber Mensch gemacht, weil eine Explosion, die sie erlebt haben, ist, da gibt es einen Knall und da gibt es nochmal einen Nachknall. Und das ist all das, was wohl diese Wellen, die da waren, hat diese Zeug, zusammen mit dem, was diese Frau, also sie hat das Gefühl, diese Wellen und eben dieses Brennen auf der Haut, dass die Wetterphänomene, dann, dass selbst die Wildtiere sind davon betroffen, enormst betroffen. Und dann eben die Messung, die sie selber vorgenommen hat. Sie hatte uns jetzt dieses Gerät gezeigt, das war bei 0,0 und ist mittlerweile bei 0,12. Also damit messen die die Radioaktivität vor Ort. Und das wird wohl, verstößt auch gegen das Gesetz dort, dass eben im Untergrund irgendwelche nuklearen Reaktoren sein dürfen können. Ja, also das ist also auch illegal, aber das ist das, was ich jetzt in Ihrem, was Sie da berichtet hat, verstanden habe, okay?
It's hot particles in the air.
And what and about, so minus- just real quick, my friend, what about the water? Does the water around that area flow into the Fraser River, which flows into the Vancouver area?
Even more so, Ted, this is something that as a clan mother, and I'm his 13th white bear clan mother, by the way, Octarian. So I'm one of the few, there was a council of 12 and then the 13th overrides it. Just like you had tribe mothers, there was 12 tribe mothers in a 13th. So there's technically 26 women that were supposed to be entitled, and clan mothers have a loyal title. So I will go into a little bit of that. That water is so important because when it happens in something like Cypress area, like between Saskatchewan and Alberta, that feeds everything from us all the way down to Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. So it becomes the Mississippi, Missouri, that type of thing. We feed everything in the States.
Yeah,
the other thing, as you mentioned, with the Fraser and the Thompson and the Columbia Water Basin, There's over 70 some dams just between the mica. So yes, absolutely. It's going to affect all the water. So now it's hot and radioactive. So now we're going to have to talk. They should have called the thing an emergency situation. And the reason why is when I picked this up, it was a 0.35 already before I started evacuating out of the area because I was definitely feeling symptoms. And some people will and some people won't. And the reason why, and as a nurse, I've been nursing 40 years and 20 of it in quantum medicine. So I do Tesla and radionics, and I've got some of the most advanced technology called Genius Biofeedback. So we can convert anyone's phone into seeing what their aura is. I can look at minerals, vitamins. I can look at all this. And I was the one that invented and developed, actually, by the way, the radiology one and the one for the spike protein. So I've been doing antidotes for this. So in here, what we're able to see is it's going to affect the water. You won't have water to drink. And the other thing, the only positive thing is that the pipelines here, because they had 13 pipelines, which should never have been here anyway to start with, are underneath the water systems. So they at least stopped that, because if we would have had the water combined with that, it's insanity. So I'm going to have Andra, and she'll talk a little bit about that just for a few minutes, and I'll show you the pictures because they're absolutely horrific. When you get animals that are burnt red, birds dropping out of the sky, your foliage is there. I already talked to several of her neighbors and stuff. So Andra, do you want to introduce yourself to Ted and to Alfred again?
Hi, I'm Andra. Hi, Alfred. Where do you want me to start?
October the 3rd.
Okay, so October the 3rd, I returned home from Victoria, from Nanus Bay, but when I was...
Vielleicht sollte man kurz erklären, jetzt, sie hatte im Hintergrund jetzt ihre Kollegin Brink, lass sie jetzt sprechen. Ne?
Genau, sie hat nochmal kurz auch erwähnt, dass das nicht nur die Luft jetzt betrifft und die Erde an sich, sondern auch eben das Wasser, das hat man vorhin schon alles mit Q auch angesprochen, und dass wohl 13 Pipelines da langlaufen, Wasser, und dass die also auch kein Wasser mehr haben zum Trinken. Also die haben gemessen, es ist heißes Wasser und es ist verseucht, radioaktiv verseucht. Und das wird durch die ganze USA fließen, weil es wo in dem Fluss oben, Fraser River, und wird sich dann über die ganze USA verteilen. Und sie haben es auch gesagt, wer jetzt Verbrennung hat, es fallen auch Vögel vom Himmel teilweise, also verschiedenste Symptome, und darüber wird jetzt eben diese Dame hier sprechen. Das ist, glaube ich, die Zeugin, die ihr das alles schon berichtet hatte vorher.
Mhm. Sie hat gesagt, das ist Krankenschwester, Nurse?
Sie ist eine Krankenschwester, die jetzt die ganze Zeit gesprochen hat, sie selber ist Krankenschwester, kennt sich aus mit auch Radioaktivität, wie das gemessen wird, wie Minerale im Körper gemessen werden und so weiter und so fort. Sie hat einiges jetzt genannt. Mhm.
News Bay the night before, we heard a big bang and I went for a walk and we saw this, and then I found this rock that looked like it was cut, and it was cut, but then there was a big black look, kind of like an eye, it looked like an eye shape in it. So that was the first thing I did, and I started taking pictures because she was starting to get puffy and burnt. And I did the biofeedback in the aura. Now I can see it's all burnt and red. That means actually when you translate it, that aura means that it's all burnt. She's got no energetic shield. So she's down to the root chakra. So she's been shot with basically, it's like being in a microwave or having 200, you know, chemo things. So I just want to say that everything she says, I can correlate, by the way.
Sie hat
okay, was sie jetzt gesagt hat, dass an dem 3. Oktober haben sie eben diesen großen Knall gehört. Und sie, die andere Dame hat uns dafür jetzt nochmal ein Bild gezeigt, wo man die Verbrennung im Gesicht schon sieht von dem Mädchen. Ist das ein Mädchen?
Ja.
Oder eine junge Frau. Und sie hat ein Aurafeld gezeigt, also das, die Aura, die uns umgibt. Und das war, die war verbrannt. Also sie war nicht mehr, sie ist nicht mehr da gewesen. Es war eine, also sie hat keinen energetischen Schutz mehr um sich.
Und dann, then that night, that evening, I came home to back to Silver Creek, and I was putting myself away, having a cup of tea, getting ready for bed, and I seen some strange lights outside, some rainbow lights and some blue lights and green lights and stuff, and then they started coming into my house, and I kind of got freaked out, and I didn't know what to do, so I first called my girlfriend Melissa, and then I tried calling my girlfriend Jacqueline, and I didn't know, then I thought, Karen, let's try to call Karen, and Karen picked up. My house kind of was shaking that night, and yeah, so that was the first thing. So yeah, we saw these lights.
And in one minute, she was said that it was penetrating into the house.
I could feel it penetrating through the floor.
Now, there was also shaking that occurred, and one thing she told me is that she noticed tiles were breaking in the
tiles in my bathroom. Two of the tiles broke, and my the floors in my house buckled. The aluminum fake wood floor buckled in my house as well.
Okay.
So, and again, we can correlate that on the Penticton seismograph for the quakes. It actually registered over 7 quakes, and they were all between 9.9. They've been going on and off all summer too. Uh-huh. And again, Gene Decode, who's with the Navy, if we want to take who's an expert or who's talking about stuff, they're saying that this is a direct energy weapon. They were talking about not only what was happening in Washington, but because they happened to see it on the camera, they could see that. He goes, oh my gosh, there's something going on in Penticton. So I sent stuff to his email too. So I think that's really, really important. And that these are the ones that I saw and took pictures of. So some are her camera, some are mine. So you can see there's definitely some sort of blue lights. And that's not coming from the street lights. This is coming from the mountain.
The mountain, right? Yeah. I came right across. I live right on the bottom of Silver Creek. And that's right across. Like, that's from the mountain.
Okay. So what's in the mountain? We actually had some people also remote viewing into there as well. And we're getting stuff. Now, one of the things I also like to play with, it's called thermal imaging. So I can actually look up at any time and see thermal imaging, like hot spots. You can actually see that there's all sorts of hot spots going on in Saskatchewan and right down to where we were. So yeah, that was kind of a bizarre thing. So things.
Mm-hmm. Also, sie hat es nochmal berichtet. Sie hat ein merkwürdiges Licht ist gewesen, so in verschiedensten Farben, Regenbogenfarben, hat sie beobachtet. Sie hat das Mädchen jetzt, sie hat auch gespürt, als sie nach Hause gegangen ist, dass das, was da auch immer war, auch in ihr Haus reingekommen ist, dass die Fliesen kaputt gegangen sind. Es sind über 7 Beben zu spüren gewesen und es wurde wohl bestätigt, das muss ein direkter Energie, also diese direkten Energiewaffen, ja, womit man von oben, ganz weit oben, glaube ich, bestimmte Stellen anschießt, so arbeiten die wohl, so funktionieren die wohl. Und die haben komische blaue Lichter, sie haben uns jetzt hier Bilder mal wieder reingezeigt, sehr blaue Lichter, die in den Bergen erschienen sind. Mhm. Und ja, ich glaube, da sind wir jetzt.
Okay, also wir haben jetzt so 2 Minuten vor 11 Uhr. Ted, was meinst du? Sollen wir noch ein Stück weiter spielen?
What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, we can go ahead and stop here. And then we'll just play the rest when we come back on the air again on December 27th. I'm sure there'll be a lot more. But I mean, in fairness, I don't want to keep you up all night, Gerhard. You're so kind. Yes, but I think we've given people good information. These are eyewitnesses to it, and I'm sure there'll be more developing in the next couple of weeks. And I'm not, I didn't have today, I wanted to at least inform people so they can take precautions to help save their health if you are in this area. Potassium iodide is cheap, easy to get, and it'll block any radiation from coming into your body. So anyway, Yeah, and I thank you so much for your translations today, Saskia, and for all your help, Gerhard. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things we could talk about today. There's only so much time, but we've got a good start. We'll play the rest of it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Also, wir werden am 13. Dezember, nicht am 27. Weiß nicht, was ist, am 13. Dezember ist unsere nächste Show, oder, Gerhard?
Ja. Ja.
Genau, dort würden wir dann nochmal fortsetzen. Ich denke, da haben wir auch noch mehr Informationen, was sich bis dahin auch entwickelt hat. Die Show war heute insbesondere einfach zur Information über den Stand dort vor Ort gedacht und eben, wie man sich auch Abhilfe schaffen kann. Dieses Kaliumiodid, was wohl die Radioaktivität im Körper blockiert. Informationen bitte verbreiten, dass die Menschen Bescheid wissen, ja, das ist wichtig. Und wir machen dann in 2 Wochen, schauen wir weiter und informieren weiter, was sich bis dahin entwickelt hat.
Right. And then we look forward to seeing you again 1 week from today on BBS. We'll be there, bbsradio.com. So.
Und in einer Woche, wie gesagt, auf BBS Radio, radio.com, starten wir dann eine weitere deutsch-englischsprachige Show. Yeah. Informationen folgen nochmal. Also wer da mehr Informationen im deutschsprachigen Raum noch auf meiner Telegram-Seite Neues Wissen, Galaktische Wahrheiten oder TED anschreiben oder Gerhard bestimmt auch mit verteilen die Informationen. Und ja, wir freuen uns dann auf den Start für nächste Woche.
Yeah. And I want to say also too, Gerhard has a non-profit show with his Radio Soul International, and any contributions to help him with his show would be really appreciated. What's your website or people can contact you, Gerhard, to help support your show?
Radiosoul.eu oder die zweite Webseite, auch auf Englisch, peoplepowerconference.com. Da haben wir auch eine Spendenbox eingerichtet auf der untersten Seite, okay. Untersten Teil der Seite, ja.
Okay. Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks so much, Gerhard. And my show is a nonprofit show too. If you'd like to support us, just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net. Anything is appreciated. So.
Wer Ted gern unterstützen möchte, seine Show, der kann dies tun über outofthisworldradio.net. Und wer Gerhard unterstützen möchte, auch er ist ein gemeinnütziger Radioshow. Wer ihn unterstützen möchte, auf seinen Seiten, da gibt es die Spenden-Button.
You know, we lived through Chernobyl, we lived through Fukushima, we lived through Three Mile Island, and we'll live through this radiation in Canada, in the US too.
Genau. Wir haben so vieles überstanden, Chernobyl, Fukushima, Three Mile Island. Jetzt werden wir auch das überstehen. Und wie Q immer so schön sagt, wir sollen nicht mehr in der Vergangenheit leben, sondern im Hier und Jetzt und die Zukunft kreieren.
The Galactic Alliance has technology that's 100,000 years ahead of us, and it's very easy for them to clean it up. And they told me they are cleaning it up now. I don't want people to worry, but if you do live in these areas, please do get some potassium iodine. It'll help you out, prevent the radiation from going into your system.
Also wir haben die Galaktiker, die uns helfen mit der Technologie. Sicherlich ist es auch eine große Aufgabe für uns, hier mitzuwirken, auf alle Fälle. Und die Menschen vor Ort, die jetzt wirklich direkt betroffen sind, denen wird geholfen. Es gibt die Möglichkeiten. Und ja.
Yeah, so anyway, the purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this planet a much better and happier place. And I'm so glad you're all listening today. We really appreciate your beautiful support.
Jetzt in dieser Show ist, dass wir hier dieses Bewusstsein anheben, dass wir aus dieser Welt eine noch schönere Welt machen. Wir bedanken uns, Ted bedankt sich bei allen Zuhörern und Unterstützern, genauso Gerhard. Danke für alles.
All right, my friends, I also broadcast on Saturdays as well on BBS Radio, either place.
Und Ted hat auch am Samstag Radioshow über BBS. Auch das zu finden auf seinen Webseiten, zu welchen Zeiten.
All the broadcast information is on BBS Radio. Outofthisworldradio.net.
Outofthisworldradio.net. Dort sind alle Broadcast-Informationen abrufbar.
And if you'd like to sign up for a reading, just go to my website, outofthisworldreadings.com and sign up there.
Wer gern ein Reading bei Ted machen möchte, der kann dies tun über seine Website, outofthisworldreadings.com.
And Gerhard, any final words you'd like to say in Saskia?
Ja, mir ist aufgefallen, also facebook.com/outofthisworldradio, das ist die Seite, wo man diese Radioshow auch mitverfolgen kann, visuell. Das ist wichtig. Jetzt sind wir zwar schon am Ende der Sendung, aber das ist natürlich gut für alle unsere Hörerinnen und Hörer, dass sie sich das aufschreiben. Und sie können diese Radioshow, die auf 14-tägig auf Radio Soul läuft, auch immer auch mit anschauen über Facebook. Das ist auch ganz gut.
Ja.
Ja, dann sage ich auch danke. Es war wirklich sehr auch erschütternd teilweise leider heute, aber ich bin sehr dankbar, dass wir diese Informationen rausbringen können und ich hoffe, dass wir damit vielen Menschen helfen können.
Genau.
Ja. Und ja, Watersong.
Watersong be beautiful. Saskia, any final words for today's show?
Any final words in German und in English?
Das macht nichts. Deutsch ist gut, Englisch ist gut.
Deutsch, die letzten Worte. Das letzte Wort darf ich heute haben. trotz aller Informationen, trotz allem, was wir im Außen an Chaos sehen, verliert keine Hoffnung. Lasst euer Licht strahlen. Wir sind viele, wir werden immer mehr. Wir sind auf einem guten Weg. Und freut euch auf das, was kommt. Und wie Kürmer sagt, aufhören in der Vergangenheit zu leben. Und im Hier und Jetzt leben und zusammen das Neue kreieren.
Vielen Dank. Thank you. I understood what you said. Some of it anyway.
Wonderful. So I don't need to translate you anymore. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Gerhard.
Thank you. Bye. Have a nice
day. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hikaru hoshi, aoi chikyu wa mizu no hoshi.
Hikari no kawa o koete Milky Way.
Hito wa naze chikyu ni kita no doko kara kite doko e yuku no nan no tame ni ikite.
Radio Soul, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
All right. Thanks, my friends. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Cheers.